is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Msanganyahuye this Monday, April the 27th, 2020. As you know, we're broadcasting from home. I'm in Washington, D.C. due to the coronavirus pandemic, which is affecting the whole world, including Zimbabwe.
And I'm in Maryland in my home. You know, Marvelous, I'm operating from a basement. So it's really exciting that somebody can work from a basement. And I guess you are in your house there, right?
Yes, I am. And what's also interesting is that this gives us an opportunity to try out a lot of innovations and also to keep on updating people mm-hmm. on what's going on regarding the coronavirus, which in Zimbabwe at the moment has affected 31 people who have tested positive and 4 deaths at the moment. Worldwide, what kind of figures are we looking at, Gibbs?
So worldwide, according to the Johns Hopkins University, there are 2,994,690 people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And out of these people, roughly about 270 have actually died. In the USA, according to Johns Hopkins, 965,000 people have actually contracted the disease. There are more than that, in fact. There are 965,933. And then 54,877 people have actually died in USA. And when we look at Zimbabwe, you know that there are roughly about 6,395 people that have been tested of COVID-19. And then out of these, 31 have actually been said to have, that they have this disease. 5 have actually recovered and 4 have died. The breakdown according to provinces, Marvelous, Matabele North has got 1 person that has been tested positive for COVID-19, and this person has recovered. Bulawayo, there are 10, no recoveries. Harare, 13, no recoveries. Mashonaland East, 4 people who tested as COVID-19 positive, and all of them have recovered. Then Mashonaland West, there are 3 cases, and no one has actually recovered. 1 actually died. And in Bulawayo, we know that 1 person also died there. And in Harare, 2 people died. So, okay, Marvelous. I'm going to get to the pambili. School mom, Kotani, we coronavirus, COVID-19. So, I want to see M7 on Kitchigan, the Sokula Vantobe Lula, 2,994,690. As a banjo, Kotani low. Put in a mask and yellow putty as we popule, 207,270. Since John Jarro, about 3 opposed the 800,000. Sebastila, Mkutan and Low. Kuzo Kutike, Wellamedica, Abatabanjo Mkutani, 965,933. Kuzo Wagi, Abai, 54,877, Sebapupa. Kuzo Zimbabwe, 31, Siawazu Tugunjalo, Abai, 5, Seba Recover, Bastili, the Peramovelous. Kuzo Wagi, Abai, 4, Banganike, Kubelenkina, Lapala Lapaya, Gena Honapoke Movelous.
Aiwa kuna wachango vakupinda mchirongwa pano pa Live Talk nasi muswe muvuru April 27 tukutaura nemini ndini Marvelous Msanganyahuye ndini muno mu Washington DC nasi tukutetenyura tiri kumba sekuziwa kwa muri kuita nenyaya ya netsa pasi rose rechirwere che coronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Pari zvino pane vanhu munyika vabatwa ivo vane chirwere che COVID-19 vanosvika 31. Pava 31 apa 4 vakawanikwa iwo vachikwanisa kunge vachikunda chirwere ichi. Asi tinotarisa kuti pasi rose chirwere ichi chawanikwa icho chichibata vanhu vanosvika iwo 2.9, nearly 3 million people. Takuda kusvika mu 3 million people vabatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose. Uyezve vanhu vanosvika iwo 206,000, nearly 207,000 vawanikwa iwo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane zvakanaka zviri kubva pasi rose, tukuona pane vanhu 870,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi asi vachikunda. Totarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica matiri inina Gibbs Dube. Mune vanhu vanosvika imo 965,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatira chirwere ichi. Uyezve vanhu vanosvika ivo 55,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Pane zvakare vanhu vakabatwa nechirwere ichi asi vakachikunda vanosvika ivo 107,000 muno muAmerica. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti zvii zvingaitwe nyanya muZimbabwe kuitira kuti dambudziko iri risawanikwe iro richibata vanhu vazhinji. Saka tichange tiri kutaura nenyanzvi tine vamwe vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana pasi rose vatange tiri kukurukura nawo ipopano tine muchimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe Lynette Mwashita ari kuItaly uko kwakambowanikwawo kuine dambudziko iri rakatekeshera munyika iyi asi titarisa iye zvinezvi pane zviri kubva pasi rose tiri kuona kuti America vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya muno muAmerica vati wandei kubva kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzainzi idzo maepicenter chirwere ichi chakatanga muWuhan muguta remuChina achizowanikwa chichitekeshera pasi rose asi vari kuChina ikoko vari muWuhan vanoti guta ravo ravhurwa uyezve havasi kuwana vamwe vanhu vatsva vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti malockdown aya ari kuitwa anobatsira sei tinoziva kuti munzvimbo dzakawanda wanda seZimbabwe neSouth Africa vazhinji vari kuti ivo nyaya yenzara ndo iri kunetsa vari kuda kugara vari mumba vari mulockdown asi vazhinji vavo vanoita mabasa ekutengesa emaoko saka vari kutarisana nenyaya yenzara saka ndozvi zvatitange tiri kuzeya kuti chii chiri kuitika pasi rose Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke we have got our guests already here, marvelous, and one of them is Lynette Mwashita. She's an international business development consultant, and we also have Miss Nomthanda Zonkomazana. She is in Mumbai, in India. So now we'll start with you talking to Mwashita. So let's try to bring her in so that we can.
Yes, so like we said, we are going to be bringing in different guests from different areas in the world to try and understand from them what is going on in their neck of the hood, so to speak. We know that in Italy, they had what they called a total shutdown, lockdown. So we wanted to understand from Lynette Mwashita, as Gibbs said, who's based in Italy, to find out what a total lockdown means in comparison to what we are doing here in the U.S., and what is going on in Zimbabwe, where some areas have been opened up, like markets, and in South Africa, where spazas and some of the shops are still open. So we wanted to compare these two gigs.
Yeah, so go ahead and ask this question, then I'll bring it on. So ask your question.
Mr. Mwashita, if you can come in and just tell us, what's the difference between a total lockdown, which you there in Italy had, compared to what we have in Zimbabwe, where some of markets are open, you know, people are free to kind of move around a little bit compared to what you saw in your country?
Hello, so thanks so much for having me. I think to answer the question that you just asked, the difference between a total lockdown that we're facing here in Italy is in the sense that only the essential markets were open. So the government only allowed supermarkets and pharmacies to be fully functional. Only essential staff are allowed to leave and go to work. And even then, for you to be allowed to leave your accommodation, your residence, you need to walk around with a certification form that you need to produce to police if you are stopped at any point in time. Furthermore, with this lockdown, the normal residents such as myself are not allowed to leave the house, you know, just for exercises, for exercising, for example. You are restricted to a distance of 200 meters from your house only. And, you know, you can go to the supermarket, you can go to the pharmacy, but otherwise you cannot leave your house under any circumstances whatsoever. If you need to communicate with the doctor, you communicate with them online via telephone.
Yes, so let me pose the question. Let me pose
the
question there, Mwashita. So now, how are you surviving in that country right now?
Well, I mean, are you asking about me personally, or are you asking about the citizens, all citizens?
You personally and other people down there.
Well, personally, at the moment, obviously, I cannot really get into my business because all jobs are on lockdown. You know, basically, most jobs are closed until the government reopens society. So I'm currently teaching online. I have private students that I teach via Skype. And other people, those that work, for example, in multinational companies like Ernst & Young or Deloitte, the service companies, are doing smart working. So everything is, for those people that are still working, that are not nurses or doctors, just basically still working online. If not, the government has made some, has facilitated some funding for other people, for certain business sectors to be able to give, to allocate some funds to these people in times of need.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Let me bring in our second guest, and our second guest is Norm Thandazo Nkomazana. She's in Mumbai in India. Norm Thandazo, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Joe, for having me on your show. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Yes. So tell us, what is going on there? We are told that people are not following regulations. And how are you surviving personally?
The lockdown in India, I think today we are on the 34th day, and it's being followed by some, but the majority is not following up. Normal shops are open, like food shops and pharmacies. We are allowed to go out from 10 to 5 p.m. to buy only basics and medicine. But most of the locals are finding it very difficult to follow the instructions of the lockdown, because I'm sure they are not used of the situations and all, which is escalating the numbers of the infected people in Mumbai. As it stands, Mumbai is at 27,000. The number is actually going up in thousands a day. Yesterday it was 24,000 something. Today is 27,000. But the number of deaths is, I don't know if I can say it's low or it's actually 375,000. The recovery is almost 4,000. So I think if the rules of the lockdown were followed nicely, the number of infected people was going to be very low and it was going to be manageable. The Indian government is doing a lot of things, a lot of good stuff being done by the Indian government so that we reduce the number of the infected people. But unfortunately, there is no cooperation from the residents, from the Indian population.
Yes, let me bring in my co-host, Marvelous Mkanganya Uye. I know she has got a lot to say. Marvelous, we can hear our two guests. You know, they are really coming out with some perspectives on what is happening internationally. But we've got one lady in Zimbabwe, but before that, maybe chip in, then we can, I'll come back.
I actually wanted to go back to Ms. Mwashita to speak to Nshona. Because I spoke to Ms. Mwashita when the whole lockdown was in Italy, and here in the United States, we had not started our own lockdown. And to me, I was looking at it, you know, from the window thinking, oh, it's happening to them, but now it's here with us. So there are a few questions that people have been writing here on VOA, Shona, wanting to know that from the experience that they had in Italy and are still having, what can Zimbabweans learn? So if she can come back on.
Yes, she can hear you. So,
Kuzare Mashita, je zvamukati imi madzidza ikoko kuItaly, zvamukati imi vari kuZimbabwe vangadzidze pari zvino, tichiona kuti kuZimbabwe vazhinji vari kuchema-chema nyaya iyoyi yekuti nzara, vari kuti ivo vanoita mabasa emaoko, uyezve vari kuti ivo lockdown ikaramba ichienderera mberi nekuti zvine zvakawedzerwa ne2 weeks. Kwenyu ikoko kuItaly, maita lockdown for how long? Uyezve zvii zvingadzidzwe nevamuone zvamuri kuona ikoko?
Yeah, let's try to bring her in now. Marvelous should be in shortly. Mashita, you can react to what Marvelous is saying there.
Okay, mafunza mfunzo wakanaka, Derek. Inomu mfunzo unoneta kutindinya so daire kutewanu wangarite seino. Kutimuno mu Italy, ndofunga chiri important chekuziwa ndeche. Kutihurumi ndi mari yekubatsira vanhu. Saka zvanambotaura nechirungu vamwe vanhu vari kupiwa mari nehurumende vari kutsvaga kudzokera kumabasa kwavo. Asi panewo vamwe vasiri kugona kuwana mari idzodzo. Pane part yepopulation isati yakubatsirwa nehurumende. Saka vanhu ivavo zviri kukurudzirwa nehurumende ndezvekuti vanhu vese vasiri kuwana government funding vari kuenda kumabasa, vasiri kuenda kumabasa kungopractisa social distancing. So vari kuti for example vanhu kana vachibuda panze tichienda kumasupermarkets tichienda kwatinenge tabuda panze, tofanira kumaintaina distance iyoyo ye 2 meters. Dai taitaura realistically tichitaidzi vafe vanhu vese kuti 2 meters togona kuzviita kuti munhu anogona kubuda oita basa rake achimaintaina 2 meter distance neclient. Ndofunga zvingashande nekuti muitaly quarantine inenge iri kushanda nemitemo yakataurwa nehurumende. Zviri kutoshanda manhamba ari kudzika pasi. Handizoti ndanyatsodaira mibvunzo yenyu zvakanaka here?
Yeah, hopefully you did it. So before we proceed, I think we've got an issue in Zimbabwe Marvelous where we know that there are some people whose stores have been destroyed by council workers or the government. So we are having that kind of a challenge. And in Gweru, we see that it has happened. Before that, it was Harare. So So slow mama, we've got a lady in Gweru. So I'll put her on stage so that you can see a marvelous. And then we'll see Choguti Muba Numamalo Jalo Kambajan. Just listen to what she's saying about this issue right now. There you are, marvelous. I think you heard it very, very well. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us what you are saying there?
We were lucky there to get some footage from our reporter on the ground. That's Amai Lusingwenya. She is actually just saying, you know, she thinks that hunger will destroy her before corona. She's saying the coronavirus has now come at a time where she has lost her soul, which means she has lost her livelihood. So she thinks both of them are evil because now hunger will kill her as well as corona.
Yes, and we've got a lady in Nkai who actually sent us a video before we go to our next guest, Umanko Mazana. Let's hear what this lady is saying about coronavirus, COVID-19. Just listen and hear you very well.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grisha Sendlovu. I'm part of Nkai Habakuk Trust Action Team. I think as youths, we can curb the spread of coronavirus by staying at home, practicing social distancing, practicing good personal hygiene, washing hands, using soap and water regularly. And lastly, we can make use of social media to create an awareness of the deadly disease. I thank you.
Yes, this is right in Kai there, marvelous. Mm. I think you heard it very well. So people are aware of what is going on. But in some areas, in some areas they don't. So later in the program, we'll bring in a gentleman and a lady in Kwakwai area in Kwana North who have no idea about what is going on in terms of testing and all these things. So at this moment, let's bring in Nomthandazo Komanzana in Mumbai, and then we speak in Ndebele. Mankomanzana, say, I want to go to Kodangapo, Abantuwa, was Uti, Mkutando, Hambanja. Koto, when I'm also coming, the civil in Mumbai, Kodangapo. Abantu bakwazi yini njalo lekhaya nxa sibafonela bakwazi yini umkhuhlane lo ngamafutshane kolokho khonapho Domendari.
Ye, abantu balapha bayawazi umkhuhlane ngoba i-government ye-India i-went to an extent yokuthi ma ushaya ucingo lungakangeni bafaka i-message ngendimi zabo, angazi indimi zingaki kodwa bafaka ngendini zawo before the call is answered bechasisa ngecoronavirus. Bayazi kakhulu ukuthi kuyini and noma be pula umthetho ba be fage ama mask nje ba be pula umthetho be hamba nje benjalo bekwazi ukuthi be pula umthetho ngamasibomo and eya ekhaya ayikhaya bazi ukuthi kwenzakalani bayazi kakhulu and they are taking so much precautions ukuthi bengabi ngama victims awe coronavirus
ngokuphepha kwenu kona poli phepha njani kumkhuhlane lo tina kwenu mankomazano yangis
ya ngiyakuzwa baba Duke thina ukuphepha kwethu iningi lethu siyahlala ezindlini noma kuthiwa kufanele kule siyothenga ezinye izinto siyananzelela isikhathi esiphuma ngakhona and siphuma sifake ama-mask sinanzelele lapho esima khona making sure ukuthi asikho duze ne-crowd noma kule queue yakhona badwebe ama-line laphana ema-supermarket ma kunabantu abaningi kufanele silandelele ama-line lawana about a meter and a half to 2 meters away from the next customer. So siyalandelela khonokho ma singena esitolo basispraya bathi yenze i-sanitizer esandleni baspraye nebhasikiti lelo ozoluyithwala then ma usuphuma njalo bayenza njalo. Esikhathini esiningi ma utailor lwana ma ekunikeza utshintshi uyaqala espray nje phakathi laphanelo kuzenini yakhe engakakunikezi change then ma siphuma njalo siba sinikeza i-sanitizer emnyango lapha sisuka siye ezindlini ma sifika ezindlini laphana sifika sigeze izandla ma ukuthi ubona ngani awuzithembi kakhulu ngenxa ye-queue leyana ku-counter lapha ma ukuthi bekunabantu abaningi sifake endlini ma singagezanga izandla sisuka sikhiphe impahla zonke siziwashe sihlela thi sigeze umzimba
Yes, yes. So, marvelous. What she's saying is that you know they are following every thing that is being said by the government in order to prevent this kind of the spread of this COVID-19. So there are so many things that they do, washing hands and all those kind of things, and they are under lock and key. So she says that's very key in terms of protecting themselves from the dangers of this disease. So I don't know whether you've got a follow-up to what she said or you want to cross over to Mashita.
I think let's cross over to Mashita. But I would be interested in, I saw a lot of videos coming from India for the marketplace. I saw that they had like allocated spaces for people to stand because we're talking about the situation in Gweru and also in Harare, where some of the stores were destroyed by the relevant city councils. So maybe going back to our guest, what's the situation like in the markets? What are they doing right that Zimbabwe can learn? Because we're still in lockdown and we're looking at other countries, what other countries are doing. The situation in markets, how is it working there in India?
So let's bring in the lady from India and hear how the situation is in terms of markets. So she posed the question here about the markets in India. How is that, playing around?
The first phase of lockdown, everything was closed. Like main markets, big markets, where they were supplying vegetables to local stores and to supermarkets, they were closed. But as soon as the first phase finished, they allowed the big markets to be open, those big markets that get products from the producers, they allowed them to open to supply to supermarkets and all stuff. At the moment, everything has been opened, meaning those farmers, those primary producers, they are opened, they are not closed. And basic transportation for those produces, they are allowed to be moving around, including rail transport to transport such goods to the markets.
Yes, thank you so much. And let's cross over to Italy right now, where we've got a second guest, and that is Miss Lynette Mwashita. So, Miss Lynette Mwashita, we see that in Zimbabwe, there are so many people helping, those that have been affected by COVID-19. Is there any role that you're playing in terms of helping people back home, or even giving information about how Italy actually handled the whole situation? So what are you doing there back home?
Wow, you've put me on the spot here. I don't really know if what I can say is just trying to is helpful in any way, but I think the best help that I've been able to give people back home is that since day one, I would post on social media what was happening on in Italy from my perspective. I would share with people what I was going through, posting some videos, some pictures, for example, when I was at the supermarket, so people see that, yes, you know, we're maintaining that social distance in Italy. Yes, we are all stressed out about what's going on. We're all worried. But at the same time, sharing, for example, when I was not feeling well, I shared a little bit of that information with people back home. Obviously not with the intention to have everyone worry, but to really give that information to people that it's not just old people that can potentially have this virus, but it can also be the young people of our age, of our generation, and that it's just important to stay at home, because staying at home is, you know, it increases your chances of staying alive in the long term. So information is the best that I've been able to help out with.
Thank you so much. And let's bring in Marvelous Mkanganya Huye. She's in Washington, D.C. Marvelous, my co-host, go ahead.
Tozokera kuna muzvare mwachita. Pane pandandiri kutaura nemi mamuri kutaura nemi muchiti kana COVID yapera, matofunga zvokuti mumbosiya mabasa amamuchiita before COVID. Zvii zvamuchange muri kuita kana COVID yapera, uyezve kune avo vamwe vari mulockdown parizvino, vangashandise nguva yavo sei kuti izogadzirira upenyu hwavachada kana vachinge vakunda COVID lockdown iyi munhu wese achiri mupenyu paichapera?
Yeah, let's bring her in right now. Mashita, go ahead. Yeah, you can respond now, Mashita.
I think Shaka Koshaka. Oh, okay, thank you. Mukuzo wakanaka Sterik. Before COVID yatanga munozvira munhu anenge achingoti nguva ndinayo yekunyatsoita zvandinoda muupenyu, yekunyatsotsvaga basa randiri kuda, rekuita basa randiri kuda, and ndofunga before COVID yasvika ndo zvandaifungidzira inini. Saka ndapedza chikoro changu chemasters. Ndakambofunga kuti amire ndichifunga kuti ndoenda kupi, nyina ndiite sei ndive mudzidzisi part-time, ndichiita consulting as well as business development part-time, but kwete kuisa simba rangu rakawanda Sterik. Pakatanga COVID-19, chakanyatsotanga kuoneka chekuti kusava nebasa, kusava nemagoals long-term, kana pakaita emergency se-COVID-19, chinhu chinonyatsokuafekta. Saka nguva inei yeCOVID-19 inguva yakanaka yekuti kana munhu ane access to the internet, for example, pane makosi akawanda ari online, ari free online, business, agriculture, digital marketing, programming, ari kuofewa nevanhu online. Even vanoda kuita zveexercise vanogona kuchinja lifestyle yavo as well. Saka inini zvakanyatsondiratidza kuti aiwa, kana COVID-19 ichingopera, nyatsodzokera mubusiness rawaka muindustry yawakaenda kuchikoro fo. In my case, ndakaita basa some work for some years muAngola, ndakazoya kuItaly kuita masters in business management. Saka ndava kutodzokera kunoita zvandasa passion yangu chaiyo, which is international business development consulting, kubatsira ma SMEs anenge achida kutsvaga mamarkets emaproducts avo manew one muZimbabwe or mune mamwe macountries, nekuti potential iripo yekuti senyika tikure, semaindividuals tikurewo as well.
Thank you so much. Let's bring in some people who are in Zimbabwe. Marvelous. We've got a video from Manicaland sent by Lloyd Amoyo. Then we've got other videos sent by Albert Nube in Matabeleland. So we'll start with the videos that were sent by Albert Nube. This lady's name is Sakile Nyati. Sakile was actually found in a garden, just doing whatever she was supposed to do in that garden. And she was interviewed by Albert Ncube about COVID-19. She is in a place called Kwakwe, that is Gwanda North in Matabeleland South. Here is what she said during that interview.
Especially Lagunje, I would have achieved this. I want to buy a business at Mamakilis in the Equanda, Mama in Charis. I would have achieved this to Gunzi, Maluka Bantabaha, to be my Yomu Mona, the Okun Amatis. Does Gunje, the Umpu, who are testing Jacas, the Tayevi, isn't the Lakunas like you? So I was kind of to Kulumin to set us next to the Kuru of Kamakis, the Banatamakis, the Banatamakis, I switch the name. So I was kind of Kulumin to set us next to the Kuru. Because if the lap at Latin Charity, that is the Ramakis, but if the lap put a little book down in a day, then what's my young wonder, but to see a lap at Tuesday in Charity's Minyam, the Hosea Consul Ham, he called in the AC Futter of Kuruji, Amakis, I hope.
Yes, yes, she's talking about, you know, getting access to hospitals and especially medication. She's saying there are some people with BP, that is high blood pressure and other diseases, who need these kind of, drugs. So she's saying people are not accessing that. So it's a very big problem, Mavras, in that part of the world. And I think they are not the only ones. So over to you, Marvelous.
Tombonzwa kubva kune vari kwamutare uko mutori wedu wenhau akawanikwa iye achitaura nevamwe vari kuwanikwa iyo vachipiwa chikafu mavunze emi kuti tiri kuitei semaZimbabweans kubatsira vamwe. Pane sangano rinonzi Caritas remamutare uyezve vakabatana nevamwe vanoita zvemadzisvondo vari kuita mabasa ekupa vanhu chikafu. Saka regai tinzwe kubva kuna nhamo inesu Ahondo yemoto vachitaura ivo nezvebasa ravari kuita imomo.
Yes, Marvelous, I hope I'm going to get the right guy here in terms of what you'll be saying. So there we are. Let's hear what this gentleman is saying, and I guess Marvelous actually knows the person. So here we go.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, tinotenda zvikuru kane zvataitwa neCaritas yatipawo zvekuti tinge tichikwanisa kudya sezvo vanhu vanorarama nemadisabilities vamwe vacho vanorarama nekunga vachikumbira mastreets sezvo izvozvi kune nyaya yecoronavirus iya vanhu vachikwanisa kunge vachiita mubvumo vachiti kuti vanoti vatsvaga rubatsiro. Saka nezvatitira Caritas totenda zvikuru tavanopise kuti tidye nekutangira izvozvi tisanapo kumba zara tichachene nzara.
So hunger seems to be a very big problem, you know, Marvelous. So I think you can talk about that because people appear to be hard-pressed due to hunger and all those kind of things during the lockdown. So go ahead.
Yes, and just a point of correction, that day was Tendai Mazuru. He is a young man living with disabilities in Mutare. So he says prior to COVID-19, he used to just beg for food, but now this organization, Caritas, has given them food. So he's very appreciative, the organization that the gentleman I mentioned earlier on works for. So that day is Mr. Tendai Mazuru.
Yes, we also have people in Gwanda North, and this gentleman's name is Naiso Ningala. He lives in Kwakwe as well, in Gwanda North, and the gentleman was interviewed by our reporter, Albert Ncube. So let's hear what the gentleman said about COVID-19. Here we go.
At lapa kithi kasikezwa ukuthi ayikho kumbe ikhona ngoba kakula umuntu obohlolwe lapha. So singathi kayikho kathinto le ikhona. Esingakutsho ukuthi into leyo asiqinisi ukuthi ikhona kumbe kayikho.
Kuyini mhlawumbe ufikele futhi ukuthi ngabe izimpilo kahle bakuyenza ukuthi libe lesiqiniseko sokuthi ukukhona kumbe akukho.
Besifisa ukuthi ngakuyathestwa abantu ukuthi sibone sibuthi into le kayikho, kube la bantu abathestwe ngoba kula muntu okakathestwa kuyona le ndawo. Siphunguzwa nje ukukhulunywa ngayo, akula muntu okwaziyo ukuthi into le ingabe ikhona kayikho. So kakula qinisa ukuthi ikhona kumbe kayikho.
So here, Marvelous, so the gentleman is saying people are not sure whether there's coronavirus or it doesn't exist because there's no testing in the place where he is. So he says, if people are tested, then people may know exactly what is going on. Because he needs to know, he says, he wants to know the truth. He wants to know what is going on. And I think we've got another gentleman in Tari. So I'll put the gentleman, then we discuss these two issues. So hold on there, marvelous. So let's bring the gentleman in Mutare and hear what he's saying about food.
Yeah, so the good tender, the asset forest, the actors, Wadi Pauchka for Kuni Van Nagasiana, Aguibura, Pagarimara, Wasingaoni, Guaino, coronavirus is much Nagutimiras, Ganaka, Gutukura Maguedu, getting Tilpan Zimbuya, Ganganiwa, Chikundirao. Chipindo misi kwa mtichwaga chaga. Asipanguwa ino tinuwa notiba sila kuta izuwezwa katu omira. Asinduda kutenda magrupu maira wa batana. Kwa isa muono pa mwichete. Kwa tichwagira wazuzu wa tichwagira zo kutipa. Tinutinda kia izuwezwa watitira.
So the gentleman is very happy that they got food, you know. This is what people are looking for, marvelous. Because people are saying the situation is very dire. So now, as I was saying with Mr. Nyson Nkala, who was actually expressing himself about testing and lack of knowledge generally about what is going on. Over to you, marvelous.
That day was Tanganai Chitio. He's living with disabilities as well in Mutare, and he's saying that he's really appreciating their two organizations which joined forces in Mutare to give food to those who are living with disabilities. So he's saying it's very appreciated because prior to COVID, he would go from market to market fending for food. But now, because of this generous gift from the two organizations which merged together, he was able to receive food. So like we said, the topic of the day really is food, 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 and more food. People keep saying, you know, okay, yes, they want to observe, you know, social distancing. They want to join in the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus, but the issue of food keeps cropping up. So it would be interesting to hear from one of these organizations giving food, you know, what they went through and, you know, what they are feeling right now as they give food away, especially to those living with disabilities in Mutare right now, as we saw right there, Gibbs.
Yes, let's go back to our guest, that is Ms. Nkomazana. Nomtandazo in India. So let's just get here and talk about what is going on in that country. So Mankomazana nasikhangela ke sibili ngokwenzakala khonapho ukutestwa ke khonapho bali testa yini kumbe lawo vela uzawutest kuhamba njani?
Ngisawuzisa ngumbuzo
ukuthi liyatestwa yini khonapho nxa sikhangela i-coronavirus khonapho ukuthi bali testa yini kumbali testwa.
Okay. Hayi okwamanje lapho esikhona abakasifinyeleli kodwa ngileqiniso kwezinye indawo bayatestwa that is why and how they are getting that figure that they are giving us of the infected kodwa thina okwamanje abakafiki lapho ukuthi bengathi sitestwe khona and ngibone emsakazweni bekhuluma ngama-individual tests okuthengiswayo so okungama-test kits okuncane bebeku-advertise ukuthi kuzofinyelela kuma-pharmacies achiyeneyo abafuna ukutesta beyothenga bazitheste babone ukuthi bami kuphi kodwa izibhedlela eziseduze lana zonke zivaliwe mostly kulama-clinics amancane lapha abantu abahamba beyohlolwa khona kodwa okwamanje nge-lockdown ama-clinics lawo avaliwe so abathestayo hhayi abakasifinyelela okwamanje.
Yes, so you can put that in English as well so that I don't misquote you. So go ahead and say exactly how you're being tested or there's no testing at all, just briefly.
Okay, at the moment, we haven't seen anyone who's going around testing people on COVID-19, but I've seen some advertisements on TV this evening of the new test kit, personal test kit that you can get from the pharmacy and you test on your own and know your status. Because where we are around here, there are small clinics, plenty private clinics that are around, but they are not testing anyone. They are all closed during this lockdown. I'm sure maybe the testing is being done in big hospitals around, but at the moment where we are, there is no big hospital. And, yeah, they are going to be available. Those testing kits are going to be available in every pharmacy as soon as they are being distributed in the country, I think so. At the moment, no one is going around testing anyone.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. So let's go back to my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. So, Mhlanganyawuye, go ahead.
I want to go back to the lady in Italy, Miss Mwashita. We've seen there are a lot of deaths in the UK of Zimbabweans in the healthcare sector. Literally every day we're hearing of somebody who succumbed to COVID-19, a Zimbabwean working in the United Kingdom. And even here in the US, especially in New York, there have been cases of some Zimbabweans that have succumbed to COVID-19. What's the situation like there in Italy? Were there any cases that you know of Zimbabweans that actually contracted COVID-19? And also, take us through the procedure of how one is tested of the disease, should you think that you have it.
From the Zimbabwean community that I'm in contact with here in Italy, there have been no reported cases as far as I know of. I think relatively been staying at home, keeping ourselves safe. So hopefully none of my fellow Zimbabweans in Italy have succumbed to COVID-19. In terms of the testing process or procedures that are followed here, they're pretty much the same as most other countries, I believe, that before you cannot just go to any hospital and get yourself tested. You have to get in touch with, firstly, if you have the symptoms and they're not serious yet, get in touch with your local doctor as soon as possible. Communicate with your doctor online, which is the form that the mode we are using in Italy. Online or over the telephone, you contact your doctor, you tell them your symptoms. Then your doctor will either prescribe medication for you or tell you to, get in contact with the nearest emergency services, and they will, follow the procedures of testing you by taking you to the hospital using an ambulance. So the best way that you can get tested, if you do need to get tested, is there's an emergency number that you call, and an ambulance can be sent to your apartment, and they come. The paramedics will check you to see if you really do need to go, if you really do need to go to the hospital as well for testing. Then they take you using the ambulance to the hospital. Once you get to the hospital, you will get tested there. But it's a specific allocated hospital that they also take you to. I don't think they just take you to any random hospital that exists. Because the test itself, as far as I've come to be aware of, is not an at-home test kit. So it's not possible for at-home testing yet.
Thank you so much. Maybe Marvelous wants to make a follow-up to what she said. Marvelous, over to you.
Yeah, I wanted to also just tell us, Neshona, kuti zvinoitwa ikoko kwamuri kuItaly kana munhu ari kufungidzira kuti ane chirwere cheCOVID-19 vanotesta sei uyezve pane zvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zvamatimanzwa here kuItaly ikoko zvashaya kubva kuchirwere chinoti tinoona muBritain pari zvino pane vazhinji vari kuita basa iwaya emahealthcare workers kana kuti mabasa emuzvipatara kana ikoko kuno kuAmerica nyanya vari kuita kumabasa ekuzvipatara nevamwewo vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vamwe vachishaya vamwe vari kuchirwisa pari zvino ikoko kuItaly pane vamunoziva here vekuZimbabwe vakabatwa nacho
Mwashita, if you can actually respond to that question right now.
Pari zvino hapana maZimbabweans andanzwa abata chirwere ichi pamasocial groups andiri paari WhatsApp neFacebook hapana vati vandati ndanzwa vapane chirwere ichi pakwestion ini yamabvunza yekuti pakutesta process yacho inofamba sei chekutanga munhu anofanira kana achifungidzira kuti ane chirwere ichocho ndechekufonera dokta wacho kana kuti kucontacta kubata dokta online chiremba online wotaurira namba kuti inini ndiri kunzwa masymptoms akadai dai dai chiremba ipapo vanovarekomenda mishi kana kuti vanokubatsira kuti uzoende kunotestwa course, which are using my emergency services, panic call center, Iriko, Irikuno, dedicated just to COVID-19. Saka, kana, makafone da uye jema emergency number, woya kutora, vachi, da kututeta, wano tumidira ambulance, mengene maparamedics, anuya ukutarisa, ona tuora itjeshua munui, anupandra kuinja kumoteswa for coronavirus. Ukutuwala ni ambulance, ukuendeza kuchipatara. Chipatara, kwete chero chipatara, chawaninge wafungi zira, aspane chipatara za allocate wa kumzindeje kutrita COVID-19 chete. Saka waenda kuchipatara ikoko, wanu bawazo kutesta kuchipatara ikoko, nima test kit awo awanao kuma kuchipatara ijojo. Ijoji, nekuti pare jino, muno mafamasi asata kuita she etu kumu testing.
Thank you so much. Let's bring in Dr. Rutokumbo. She actually sent us a video from Zimbabwe in terms of advising people what to do. If you think that you've got COVID-19, what you're supposed to do. So let's bring it in and hear what she's saying about this.
Salibona nivakwe tu, salibona nima Zimbabwe. Imi nutowote lukumbo, nyiseza gini ila tulela, mota balo mkutane we coronavirus disease. Hai zulu nyaz lukli titibele liswe luti, lingatola ngapusi zulu, lingatola ngapi, ulu azungalulu mkutane. Hai so usungulwe inombolo, u-2019, uenelisa ufona huyo, inombolo ufona huyo maara, utole usizo, utole uluazi, mkutane we coronavirus disease. Nyabo. Nyabo. Thank you.
So now, marvelous, it seems as if there is a number that people can call in Zimbabwe if ever they want help. And the number is 2019. So that is 2019. You just dial it and then you can get help. This is...
Yes, I think the government also received like partnership with other tech organizations in the country where they provided some toll-free numbers and also... I think some numbers for call centers, although I haven't gotten to the bottom of what exactly. Saka tukunzwa apo chiremba gumbo varikutaura iwo nenyaya yekuti kana munhu achinge afunga kuti awanikwa iye abatwa nechirwere checoronavirus anofanira kuita sei. Varikutaura iwo kuti pane mamwe ma toll free numbers aripo anogona kufonwa kuti munhu akwanise kunge achitaurawo zvaari kunzwa. Izvozvo wanikwa kuti ari kuda kunzi aende kuchipatara here kana kuti kwete. Ndoza vanga vari kutaura apo uyezve tinoona kuti pane mamwe masangano akabatana nehurumende yeZimbabwe mukuedza kuti vawanike vachishanda vese kuitira kuti pave neiye yavanoti call center yekuti vanhu vanogona kufona ikoko vachibvunza mibvunzo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatirikuona ipo pano uyezve tanga tiri kutaura isu nevanyarekani vedu mumwe ari kuIndia mumwe ari kuItaly vachitaura isu nezvavari kusangana nazvo. Panyaya iyoyi yechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune vari kwaMutare vari kutaura ivo kuti nyaya yenzara ndo nyaya yanetsa asi vari kufarawo vachiti pane mamwe masangano maviri akabatana anga ari kuvapa chikafu nhasi muguta irori reMutare vawanikwa ivo vamwe vanorarama neurema vachipiwa chikafu. Saka vari kuti ivo pari zvino zviri kuendekawo nekuti havachaenda kuya kwavanosimboenda kumisika vachinokumbira zvekudya zvekuti vari kuzvidzivirirawo kubva kuchirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus.
Yes, we've got another gentleman. Let's hear what he said about this food issue. You know, in Manicaland, the gentleman, Marvelous, is going to talk about him.
There is church, UCCZ, there's also this other Salvation Army. Ndova kaunza malisti pamwe chete. Tikati isusu chitsarai ndimuno zvavanhu kana vakaita 15 vakaita 10 isatoda tibude nenamba inoti 150. Saka kushanda kwatakaita ikoko kwakaita kuti titaridze kuti kana tichiita basa ramwari hatitsari kuti uyu anobva kuchechi ipi uyu anobva kuchechi ipi asi tiri kutoda basa munhu wamwari. Saka takati pakunamata zvakare hazvinoine kuti chechi ipi that God is one and actually church is one. Saka tangoti ngatibata neitesema churches tione kuva ne a very transparent list but we did not leave our mother parent social welfare. Social welfare yakatibatsiridzawo kuunzawo mamwe malisa vanga vanawo. Saka in some cases waitoona kuti zita rinobuda kuAnglican rinobuda zvakare kusocial welfare. Zita rinobuda kuRoman Catholic Church, rinobuda zvakare kusocial welfare. Saka even verification yatakaita kana kuti kuda kuongorora kuti master edu ari kubata here munhu wese, social welfare yakati tinenge taedza kubata munhu wese. Saka everyone was happy, kusanganisirawo even vemachurches vese kuti ah.
Yes, so that's a gentleman in Mutare there. I think he's part of the group that was distributing food. So you can tell us who that person is.
Yes, that's Mr. Namoine Suhondo Emoto. He's actually of Caritas, the organization which was working together with other organizations. But he says they literally approached church organizations to forward some names of those underprivileged within their churches. He said this was an interdenominational effort, and they also joined hands with the social welfare, basically the social welfare, to also get a list of who was deserving. And he says what they found was that some people who were on the list from different churches were also on the social welfare list, so that made it even more transparent, and they were able to go and distribute food, not based on which church you're from, but based on your need. Because it says they're going back to the biblical, way of doing things, where if you're called upon to feed the people, you feed the poor, notwithstanding where they're coming from. So there he's just detailing how they came up with who they were giving food. So he's from an organization called Caritas, there in Mutare, which those other two gentlemen were actually saying they were happy they had received food from.
Yes, we also have a lady who is in South Africa who actually sent us a message. Her name is Tavisile Ngobe. She wants to say something about Zimbabweans and coronavirus, COVID-19. So let's listen to her message right now.
Nila Mzansi, Victoria. Ndombi yakabulawayo, bamfazo shayinto tokutshiya two. Igcwane leli eli abantu bezabethi COVID-19. Sesiqala kakhulu ilizwe lonke la emhlabeni. Abantu bayahlupheka, abantu bayagula, abantu abasakwazi ukuthi behambe nje from one area to the other area. Abantu bayahlupheka nje, baswela nje yona encane yokuthi bethengele abantwana into yokudla efake ethunjini. Ngoba abasali nomsebenzini, abasakwazi nokuyisebenza. Nxa ungasebenza uhlele endlini, ayikho mali ezayo. Asiso lasiso lohulumende ngento ayenzayo umntwana wahlala endlini, uzama naye ukuvikela abantu ukuthi bengabe lokhu beqhubeka besifa, bengabe lokhu beqhubeka besa-infected ngaleli gcikwane. Kodwa imithandazo yami iya kwaBulawayo, iya eZimbabwe la engiphuma khona. Imithandazo yami iya all over the world ukuthi asiqineni, asibeni nethemba, asihlaleni ezindlini, stay at home. Coronavirus, COVID-19 is not a joke.
A joke.
COVID-19 is a joke. Let's save lives. Let's preserve lives. Let's stay indoors. Coronavirus kills. Thank you.
There she is, marvelous. That's Tavisile Ngobe. She says, stay indoors. Coronavirus kills. So do you have anything to say about that, Mavlas?
Go
to our guests, yes.
I think it's very good because I had the opportunity to do a community awareness program yesterday speaking to a Zimbabwean doctor based here in the U.S. And he was literally saying that us Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora, we need to advocate, especially for those in the rural area who might not be able to be getting the message, by making such videos as this lady just did. So if she is able to push that on her WhatsApp platform to especially the people in the rural areas, that will really work because some other media is not getting to them. The doctor, Dr. Sindiso Ranga, was literally just saying we have to keep pushing the message whichever way that we can. So I'm really glad with what the lady there was doing, because if she can push that message to other people who are not receiving or getting mainstream media awareness program, that will really go a long way, because I think, you know, the attitude that we were seeing coming out of some places was that coronavirus is for those. But now it's within Zimbabwe. It has killed four people. 31 have it. So it means very soon it will also start being a community disease like what we're seeing here, no longer from people that are coming into the country, but within the people themselves. So very good message there.
Yes, let's bring in our guest, that is Nomthandazo Nkomazana, before we end our show. I think we're remaining with the roughly about 7 minutes. So, Ma Nkomazana, ngizwa lapho khona khona ngapho eMumbai. So, nxa sikhangela ke ngokuphila kwenu khonapho, pho liphila njani njengoba livalele ezindlini? Lithola ngapho ukudla, izinto ezinjalo?
Ukudla dube siyakhwabanisa. Sina njengamaZimbabwe sakhula sikhwabanisa eZimbabwe. So, ukukhwabanisa siyakukhona. Ukudla kuyatholakala ezitolo. And njengabantu abathengisayo sihlala sinezinto like silomthetho lwana ukuthi we keep extra stuff in the house ukuthi mhlawumbe uyafika ntambama uyafika ebusuku isikhathi nesiningi thina esithenga sithi like we export things. Siya emakethi sibuye ebusuku, so uthi siyothenga ukudla kuba nzima. So sihlala sinokudla okuningi ezindlini and ikakhulu abantu abesifazane, if you understand what I mean. Nemali sinenhlanhla yokuthi sihlala sibophelele inye ebotshelwe leyana for rainy days yes esiphilisayo kwamanje and it enables us to help others also who are in dire need of help, especially in terms of food. We have that money that we keep for rainy days and we buy food to help those that are in dire need. Owa manje hayi ekudleni sisase right sisase safe owa manje.
Yes, siyabakhulu ke kuhambe khonapho ke sibize uMarvelous Mhlanganya uye angene khonapho sikhulume ke lesinye isethekeli sethu umama ke uMashita. Marvelous umzwile lapho uyakhuluma. You know what she said is, I know this, but I didn't want to say it. So women always have some other money that we keep in case of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds, tell me about that.
No, but it's true. I think, you know, from tiny immemorial, we always have a little reserve because generally women, you know, we're born out of being carers. So they will, even if, you know, the household may not even have money according to what is in the bank account, the mom will always have something stocked up. So that's now the fund that's coming into use.
I got it. So only 30 seconds to go. You can go to your case.
Let me go to my Miss Mashita. Motipek Sero Mchungut Teroti. Mungape mazwi ape kushingi savariku Zimbabwe. Imi mamu mwezi upi we lockdown. Mazwi apa munga shingi savariku Zimbabwe parishu.
Ndokunga chaga kosa ndiche kuziwa kuti viki reputanga ndora renone chasterek. Asi kana tisimateza mwezi mwe chete mshono atishini mshatanga kuita miori mshatanga kuwana my activities ekuita anugono kukubatira once lockdown ya pera. Sejuru kuitika muno mu Italy takupeza mwezi wechi tu. Saka kana itu siti shidona mu Italy Zimbabwe easy 1 month chete ainaku aitenguwa yaka wanda spirit.
Marvelous, I think we've come to the end of our show. Normally, there's no extra time in this program. So, sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Miss Lynette Mashita and Miss Nomthandazo Nkomazana. Miss Nkomazana is in Mumbai in India and Miss Mashita is in Italy. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. saying, in fact, I'm in Maryland, saying bye-bye.
Well, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. So much. Thank you to Lynette Mashita, the International Business Development Consultant. She's a Zimbabwean based in Milan, in Italy. She was just, you know, giving us their words of encouragement as Zimbabweans that, hey, as they are now in their second month. So we are just in Zimbabwe, you're on your first month. So stay strong. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home. And gives this is a pre-recorded program. So for those that will watch us later on, please note that
This is a pre-recorded program due to the coronavirus pandemic currently sweeping the world. Bye-bye.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. And stay safe out there. Bye-bye.